Many college graduates are dragging a pile of debt along with them as they enter the workforce, and some fear that burden is pushing talented men and women away from professions that have traditionally not paid very well, like teaching. But Tampa Democrat Ed Norain has a plan he hopes will make a difference.
I envision this as an individual puts in 8 years of service with the state as a school teacher, and then their entire loans would be forgiven by the state. We would pick it up and just, you know, one shot pay it all off. In the meantime, that student would need to make at least a minimum payments on their loans. But after that 8 year period, we would call everything even.
The bill currently has a ceiling of $16,000 per teacher. Norain says he came to that figure after looking at the average debt students might have after leaving Florida's public universities. The bill is currently limited to public school graduates. And Norain says the measure has broader implications for the state's economy.
Basically, all I'm saying is that the state of Florida, we have to look at how we're going to diversify our economy both now and for the future. We can't just be a service-oriented or a tourism-only-based state. Well, we have to look at...
He says encouraging recent grads to step into teaching could help train a new generation of students who will eventually create or fill high-skilled jobs. But Norain may face an uphill battle. He filed an identical loan forgiveness bill earlier this year that wasn't able to gain any traction. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.